If you're like me, your snaps and your Instagram are constantly flooded with people posting pictures from their travels. So if you're someone that loves travel or aspires to see the world just like them, you should definitely listen to The Travel Guides. It's a podcast dedicated to making travel easy for everyday people like you and I, hosted by two brothers with a passion for the getaway. The Travel Guides rids you of travel anxiety, gives you tips on how to travel on a budget, maximize your time, and things like that. Each episode highlights a unique travel experience from a young adult of color, predominantly, who is globetrotting the hell out of their 20s and 30s. If you're interested, please visit SoundCloud, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts. It's spelled The Travel Guides, G-U-I-D-E-S. Wherever you listen to your podcast, tell a friend, leave a review if you enjoy it, and remember your next adventure is a click away. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decision. I am Horrible Decisions. Look how nervous I am without Mandy. Fuck. I am Wheezy, and Mandy is thotting and bopping in LA for All Star. What a shocker! As Valentine's Month, we wanted to have couples on, and this couple is very special to me because they are a couple that I met at a party. And I think within 5 minutes, when I was talking to one of them, I said, "You have to come on my podcast." And it's because their energy was very strong. I loved how they were looking at each other, and I felt like they would be great. This is my second time meeting them. I've never seen them again. And another reason this is very important to me, because they are a gay couple, male couple. And I know there are a lot of straight men that listen, and this is a black podcast, and we all have some reservations and weirdness and things like that about gay men and hypermasculinity. And today I want you guys to enjoy this and laugh and have fun and realize that these gay niggas is just like you and your bitch. So I have S&A. Hi.
Hi.
So my first question is, how long have you guys been together?
Just about 3 years.
3 years. Okay.
3 years in
March? April?
No, April. April 20th. 420 was our first date.
Did you guys get high?
No.
No. It was a fucking Monday.
Wait. Where'd you meet?
Okay, so wait. I'll give you the rundown.
I'm so excited. Oh, talk closer.
Sorry.
Put that mouth on it.
Oh, yeah. So, Grindr, obviously.
Oh, like, my
as
God.
As one does.
Wait, let's tell a little bit of what Grindr is. So, we're actually going to go through the apps and shit like that. But okay. I kind of just want to introduce this couple slowly, and then we have some fun with them. So, Grindr is an app where it's pretty much a hookup app normally, right?
Yeah, it's like how straights use Tinder, I think, is how gays use Grindr.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what I hear.
Well, you can also, so Grindr, it lets you know people in proximity to you, like 5 feet, 10 feet, whatever. They might be up, down.
It's magical and terrifying when you're sitting in your apartment and someone talks to you from 20 feet away. Yeah.
Yep.
Wait.
That's
so
real.
When you guys matched, did you think you were going to fuck?
Well, here's the thing. Like, Marcus's picture was terrible. Like, he had this, like, white beanie on. Marcus is Asian, so I'm white. Marcus is Asian.
Yep. That's right. That's all right. I said S and M, or... What did I say? Did I say S&A?
You said A for
whatever.
Asian.
Shane and Marcus. Like, it's fine.
Shane and Marcus. Yeah. I'm just, you know what?
She's like, trying to be so nice,
it,
but like,
I am really
whatever.
Trying to be nice because I'm just fucking scared of like giving everyone's identity away, but fuck it. Shane and Marcus. So
we're here.
You're on Grindr.
So yes, S&M, which is great.
Oh.
Or, yeah, whatever. I mean, is it great, Marcus?
It's great.
Okay.
it's just great.
So yeah, so I was actually I lived in Astoria, Queens at the time, okay. And I was traveling from somewhere in Brooklyn. I don't even know. I was on the G train, and I must have passed through his neighborhood, and, like, as one does, like, you're bored, so your Grindr's open.
Right.
And he, like, bloops me, and I'm thinking, like, I had just had this conversation with the girl I had brunch with. Like, her husband cooked us brunch. We were, like, on her patio, like, sunning ourselves, and, like, talking about, like, my relationship status, and, like, I just need to be open to the world and just say yes, right? Like, just say yes. So this asshole bloops me, and I say yes. Like, he wants, like, whatever. Like, we're chit-chatting, and I also, like, his picture was not great. Like,
because you both are very attractive. So I'm, like, wondering, what was your picture like?
So I'm, like, very bad at dressing myself. So every once in a while, I'll try to catch a wave.
You're fucking gay.
I know. It's so bad. But this was right around when, like, Justin Bieber was wearing a lot of, like, beanies and real long shirts.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, with, like, real long shirts and, like, the flannel side under the real long shirts.
Okay, I got you.
So that's what I was going after. So I had like a white beanie.
A lot of Asians try to do this, like hip hop look.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
Okay.
He can do well. Just not this picture he chose to be like, this is my fuck picture.
But when you met him, how did he look?
So I had this just say yes attitude. So I said yes to this date he eventually asked me on. And I was like, Monday. we're going to have a Monday date.
That's good.
So
Monday dates are really good because you both just like kind of unleash about work and you're really excited to like have a drink and see each other. Monday dates can be really good.
Right. It can be really, but it was also like,
and
to me,
excuse
it was like,
to leave if it's not good.
Exactly. Exactly. So we made it like to have drinks at this bar that's like now closed called XES in Chelsea.
Is it gay?
Yeah. It's sex backwards. Of course it's gay.
Oh.
XES.
I didn't realize XES. That.
They had like a great patio, like awesome happy hour. They closed down. It's very sad. But what, again, unbeknownst to me, Marcus is a huge lightweight. So it's buy one, get one free. He matched me drink for drink at this. But like he walks in, like, sorry, I'll answer your question. He walks in and I was just like, fuck. Like, shit, this guy looks nothing like his photo. This guy is beautiful. And we ended
you guys
up
are
like
so gay. I'm so pissed right now. This is so cute. I want to throw up. And I just ate pussy for hours.
So like my idea too. Have you heard of this like 36 questions to fall in love? Like this?
No. What's that?
It's like a New York Times bullshit thing. Like it's super.
Did you guys do it on your first date?
Yeah, and
we did.
That was another conversation I had with this woman that I was at brunch with. It's like a progression of questions, like 1 to 36, and it starts really innocuous and like it's supposed to get you very deep and talk about things that you've really never talked about before with anyone.
Wow,
like,
I want to try this.
And then the very last thing you
would
do,
you suggest it for a first date?
Yeah, honestly, I would. Like, it works.
It's like for any date, because I have friends. I had a friend who just got engaged, and they just did it like 5 years into their relationship, and they like cried the whole time.
Damn.
At like
it doesn't.
We were
matter
like backstage
when.
At like one of his artist concerts, and like I was like, "You guys should try this. It, like, it's really cool." And so they
well,
started.
How high were you when you did it?
Not at all. Oh. I mean, maybe a little bit. Honestly,
I like
that
it.
Show.
And so wait, you have this date that you meet on Grindr. It's supposed to be a sex thing, and you end up having 36 questions of love.
Well,
did you notice that with this date though? I'm curious, like, because Grindr is such like a sex hookup app that like within the first 10 minutes or 5 minutes, did you feel like, oh my god, I like this guy a lot?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but like I think we didn't go into it. Well, I don't know about you, but I didn't go into that date thinking that it was for sex.
Did you?
Like, I don't think we.
No,
we didn't.
It
like,
was Monday. Bitch, I have things to do tomorrow.
Can I just say, I do want to start talking about prepping for gay sex, how much fucking work it is. And it's kind of funny because it's going to lead into the kink of the week. Have you guys ever heard of the word klismaphobia?
That's a hard
klismaphilia,
no.
Sorry.
Klismaphilia, no.
Well, I Googled gay kinks, and our kink of the week is called klismaphilia, and it's an enema fetish. And it's commonly explored in amateur gay and straight porn. An enema is a useful tool for cleaning out anal cavity. A lot of bottoms and, not a lot of bottoms. I hope they are. They also call it fleeting. But, yeah, pretty much you clean your ass for mess-free anal sex. So, yeah, gay sex can be a lot of work between men. I've noticed most of my gay friends will talk about, like, blowjobs and using a lot of other ways to have sex because anal is sometimes a lot of fucking work.
You can just literally be like, oh, not tonight.
Like, is there ever food that you fuck? Have you ever had a romantic dinner that is like too much food and you're like, yeah, we can't fuck now?
Well, I overeat a lot anyways.
I'm not so. Okay, I'm not. I will sometimes look at him and be like, honestly, like, what do you want to happen? Like, honestly, like, he's like on his second course, then he's like, should I make a bag of popcorn? Like,
yeah,
like, you do you want to go straight to bed? Like,
fuck. So I'm
just
assuming
really hungry.
You know what? I'm getting in too far. I want to have a fucking game with you guys. I'm already wanting to do top and bottom, and I'm sure you guys want to know. But here we go. So here's my have you evers. Have you ever been with a woman?
No.
Both of you are gold star gays.
Gold star.
Fuck yeah. Yep.
I've kissed a girl. And wait, I'll tell you this real quick. So obviously in high school, you have the moments of like, am I gay? Am I not? Am I gay? Am I not? And like, oh, so I'm going to try
like
and date girls.
I like these sweatpants. I like PE. I like these dicks swinging. But
like, I'm
going to
try
gay?
And date girls. And so long story short, this girl I was dating who was the captain of the soccer team, like, imagine.
Was she fucking gay too?
She's married with two kids, actually. But like, she shouldn't be. Yeah. No, like, such a sweetheart. But like, I remember being at her house and she, like, I kissed her goodbye. And then she was still sitting there, like, with her lips, like, meh, like, I want another kiss. And I looked at her and I said, again? Not a lie.
I think I'm...
I was like, I'm done.
I'd
like,
rather be sucking enough. A dick.
So, like, she looked at me with, like, daggers towards me. And I left, and, like, in the car, I was just like, I'm gay. Like,
really?
That was my, like, real defining moment of, like, I had no interest in her.
And I want to also say,
she's
gold
great.
Star, to those of you who don't know, I actually am... I just got off some nice gold star sex. It was my first lesbian I've ever slept with. I normally fuck a lot of straight girls. I was just telling Shane and Marcus when I walked in here, I just had amazing gay sex, and it was gay as fuck. And when I say gay sex, I mean gay. Like, fuck you with my hand, gay as fuck. She didn't even want me to eat her pussy. She was like, nah, just fuck me. I was like, okay. And yeah, she's a gold star lesbian, and gold star means you've never been with the opposite sex. Okay, have you ever been in an orgy together?
No.
What number is an orgy?
Not three.
Over four?
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Like, I answered. Have you ever been to a sex party together?
Like, no, like, but it's...
every gay club is a fucking sex party.
That's true. But, like, no. Like, honestly, no. But, like, it's definitely, like...
on your list?
An interest, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had an awkward encounter finding out you fucked the same guy?
No.
No.
Is it because you like Asian guys and you like white guys?
That's what it would be.
I mean, the only guys we've both fucked, we've fucked together, so...
I like so, that!
That's true.
Okay, we're going to get into that because we just had that very monogamous episode two episodes ago. So here is my list. I see you guys are looking at this yellow paper I have. If you're a Patreon listener, you see the video. So I called one of my gays, Christopher, and I'm like, I need all the fucking gay shit you can find on Grindr. And I want to see how gay these motherfuckers are and how much they know. So,
wait, don't show Marcus the answers.
I'm not. There's no answers. It's just words.
Are okay. These like shorthands and
I want
like
you guys to just tell me what they are. And I want to make this quick. And okay. Boom. Here we go. Trade.
Oh, fuck.
Trade? Like picks, trade pictures?
Pictures? Trade pictures?
Trade is a black
what?
Term for gay men that are thugged up, so to speak. You guys have never heard trade?
Uh-uh.
So a trade is a guy that is, I guess... what we would call a stud for lesbians, but like a trade, I guess, sometimes plays both and like is normally a top. Like, yeah, it's a word in the black community. All right, so boom, I'm gayer than you guys so far. Let's see. Otter.
Otter is a hairy. Twink, but like hairy.
What's a twink?
A twink is like a skinny, hairless gay guy, usually younger than like 24.
Okay, because we hear that word a lot. Okay. Yeah. Bear.
Bear is like
just big, hairy,
older.
And there are a lot of bear parties.
And then there's bear cubs, which are like younger, bigger, hairy guys.
So a bear is an older, hairy man, and a bear cub is younger, hairy.
Yeah.
Okay. And are they normally big?
Like, bigger. Like, big, like they don't have to be like huge, but like beefy, like stocky.
And so an otter is hairy,
but like
skinny.
Skinny. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Mask for mask. What does that mean?
Like... straight guy, like straight gay guy for straight gay guy, like fuck them.
Like guys, like, who call each other bro and then they fuck.
Yeah, like pretending to be straight guys. Like it's
but jock is also a thing too. What about jock?
Jock is. I feel like jock is just like a guy, like a gay guy that works at Equinox. Like,
because they be up.
Like I would fuck a jock. I feel like they're not. They're not ashamed to be gay. You know what I mean? Like I feel like mask for mask. That's like ashamed to be gay.
Really?
I feel like that. Like that's my personal feeling on it.
I hear you because I think that like using the mask and feminine word is sometimes like some like a little insulting and mm-hmm. I want to go to that too.
Wait, let me give you an example.
Sure.
So just tonight, like as you had great lady sex, Marcus was in LA until today. So when he got home, like I literally was like, we're gonna fuck. And like I let our dog like hang out with him for a second. I was like, okay, he's got it. Lock him away. We have things to do.
What's your dog's name?
Archie.
Like, put Archie in the fucking cage. Let's go.
Archibald. Get out of here.
So, go ahead. And
so, no, he, like, Marcus fucked me, and I was, he, like, not often are you, like, super, like, manly and, like,
no,
masculine.
Almost never.
It was, like, intense and, like, super hot. Like, he was, like a man. But then, like, he came, and it was, like,
yeah. I tried. And I tried.
Like, he hadn't even finished, and I'm, like, about to, like, I'm
he always starts
holding
laughing
in a laugh.
At the end. Every time.
Wait, he always laughs when you come?
No, and I mean, not always,
but
like.
Like, a lot. But I'm not mad about it.
Why
like,
do
I
you
get
always
it.
Laugh when he comes? Why?
So he'll be like really intense and like really like, oh yeah. Like, but then it's like his cum face is just so like.
It's unreasonable.
A Barbie? Like.
Oh my God. Mask for pussy ass coming.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What is a daddy?
Daddy is like, daddy, oh God,
but
daddy.
But like when you're saying, like when we like no, say that we want a daddy, what does he look like? Idris Elba, is that a daddy? Oh, fuck yeah.
For sure.
Fuck yes, he would be. But like, I feel like daddy is such a large spectrum. Like, is daddy paying for things? Because then daddy can be ugly, right? But like, a daddy, like Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Is like
daddy.
I stand for him. Oh my god.
I'm
like
just, I'm gonna be honest. My daddy fantasy is like Blair Underwood, Idris Elba, fucking
Idris Elba, like for sure.
Ha!
Like I can't.
Leather. What is the leather fetish when someone asks for it on Grindr?
Is that,
when
is
they
that, is that like when they wear like the
yep.
The things. Harnesses and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
The harnesses. So a leather is, I guess, like the BDSM way of kind of getting into gay, where they wear the harness, the chaps. A lot of people are super into leather in the gay community, leather parties. Do you guys own any leather clothes, but any leather parties?
Not.
You're like, we're just normal. What is a queen?
A queen is like, oh God. Because I wish like.
We use that word a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like. But so like, I wish if any of your listeners have ever watched. That came out last week, the new Queer Eye on Netflix, which I highly recommend.
I do, me too. It was great.
It's so
you
good.
Did you watch all
great
of it?
Great reboot. No, I didn't watch. I watched the first two, the Indian guy and the first episode.
We watched it in 24 hours.
So if you guys don't know what Queer Eye is, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, it's a group of gay men that take a straight man that needs help like a motherfucker for some gays, redo their apartment, house, life, hair, and honey, slide. So a queen. Okay, good point. So queens are, let's say, very boisterous, very flamboyant. Which I will
like
say,
the hairstylist in this reboot of Queer Eye.
Yes,
like he is a queen, and I want him in my life. Like it's not fair how cool he is.
Do you find that queens have a harder time finding love?
I think so. Probably. I really do. I really do, because I feel like a lot of people view it as a character, and I think some people do utilize it as a character. But I think a lot of people also that's them. That's right. Who they are. But I do think it, from my perspective. Could be harder to find.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been curious with gay men that wear makeup and arched their brows and like love to dress up, like how hard it is to find love, because like yourselves, you both, I mean, I can't tell you're gay. You can't walk down the street.
Except my voice.
You have a gay lisp. Now, a gay lisp is the thing. Can we talk about that? Yeah. What is the gay lisp?
I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but I know I have it. Like, I'm going to hate listening back to this.
No, it's
But
beautiful.
Like, that's also, like, that's anyone's voice. Yeah. Like, I'm sure you have a hard time listening to your voice, right?
Yes.
Just in general. Because it sounds so different
in your
ears.
But the gay lisp is a thing. And there are, like, speech training classes for people to get rid of this fucking thing. And, you know, like, men, I watched this documentary and... People were saying how uncomfortable they are with how gay they sound, and I don't...
It's a culture thing, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, well, even, I just heard it, like, thou. It's a culture thing, thou.
You hear it when I'm talking, and then you hear me pick up the phone from
work, yeah.
Right?
Oh, God.
And I don't even know that I'm doing
me.
It.
Let me hear it. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, yeah, pretend someone called you from work.
Hi, I'm downstairs with your seamless order.
Hey, what's good? I'll be right down.
Oh!
Like, he gets bro-ish.
Are you jock or jock?
Well, but also he works in like rap.
Wait, what?
Like, he works
do you
in
do?
Hip hop.
Yeah.
Is that why you dress like that?
I work with yeah. Yeah, no, I work with mostly rappers, and I don't hear the difference when I'm talking to them versus when I'm talking to like Shane or to you or someone else. But Shane hears it, and if he catches me at home on a work call, he'll just start giving me so much shit because, like, to him, he hears the difference so clearly.
Now, but I feel like it's not a gay to like straight thing. It's like. How your mom would be yelling at you and then pick up the phone. Do you know what I mean? Like, she'd be like, fuck, like, you little
fucking
son of a bitch.
And
she'd be like, hello.
But I get very white on the phone, people say. People say I get on the phone, and I'm like, oh, no, totally, yeah. And then I'd be like, these niggas, bitch, they be wildin'. It's weird. And it's funny because all these voices aren't necessarily phony that you have. Like, you've heard me.
It's face work. It's a sociological concept. It's face
work. For example, you listen to the show, Shane, and you know how I talk with Mandy. And right now, I'm going to sound different. And it's a weird thing because you get a chameleon with these different people. When I go back home, I get more Southern. When I'm in New York, it turns into a different thing. And I love that gays can be chameleons like that. I want to do, let me see, a few other ones.
Yeah, do it.
A chub, a chaser. A chaser is someone that just has a fetish, right? But a chub is just totally chunky or what?
So a chub, like, from what I understand, a chub is, like a chunky guy. And then there's chub chasers.
Yeah.
Like, it's like... its own little insular thing.
I've heard that like chub chasers are like a big thing. I want to talk about one more thing. Yeah. Pause. When you see that someone has pause, POZ or POS, what is it?
I think it's POS.
Okay, and they're HIV positive. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever had an experience where you were on a date and then someone had to tell you and you were like, what do I do now?
I haven't. You have, right? Or no?
No, I haven't. But like in my younger days, I think I would have freaked out a lot more.
Yeah.
Like now, it I don't think it would bother me. Like I have a much better understanding and like clarity of like what that is and what that means and like being undetectable and like.
Can we talk about PrEP? If you guys don't mind, quickly before we get into horrible decision, I want to talk about what PrEP is. And you can explain it best, I'm sure.
So PrEP is a like daily pill that you take to protect yourself against getting HIV.
Are you guys
in
on PrEP?
Sexual situations? No,
because you're together.
Yeah,
right.
And when we do have sex with other people, which is relatively rare, we just use protection with that person.
Okay.
And for myself, like, I had that conversation with my doctor, and, like, I go to a place that's very LGBTQ aware, and I explained, like, my situation and our situation and decided that the side effects of PrEP for our situation negated.
What are they?
Like, it's anything, like, any medication can have, really, like, diarrhea, like, headache,
this is stomach not working
cramps.
For my sex.
Right, like... And it's, again, like, I don't want to, like, make it sound scary. Like, if I was single, like, a lot of my best friends are on PrEP, and they don't have the side effects. Like, it's not something that, for me, like, just medication in general, if I don't 100% need it, like, I have.
I mean, it's like birth control for women, right? I mean, I get fat and hungry, and it makes me think I'm pregnant, and it sucks. Sometimes
like,
I'm not even
like,
horny.
It might be something that I decide to do down the line, even if I am with Marcus, but, like. In my situation right now, and like when I talked about it with my doctor, like for me, I wasn't comfortable with the trade-off.
Okay, makes sense.
But
I get it. Like you're together, you feel safe with him. Fuck it. All right, I want to get into a horrible decision because it's gonna be fun. Horrible decision this week. I named it just being gay as fuck.
Yes,
gay AF. And I want to start by talking about what everybody probably wants to know, and it's about your sex.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the top? Who's the bottom? And are you guys verse? And what do these things mean? So, who's generally
the
top?
You take this.
Yeah. Okay. So generally, Shane is the top, which would have surprised me earlier on. I think because before Shane, like I didn't really bottom hardly at all, or maybe
and
at all.
Topping is being the person that is doing the fucking, and bottom is
the
taker.
Dick in the butt.
So wait, you weren't bottoming before Shane.
I must have, like, once.
I love that he's like, my ass is for you,
I
swear.
I don't want to lie. But rarely.
And he was not, like, you were nervous.
Yeah, no, I think it took you, like, months.
It was training wheels.
Now, I want to say, like, I appreciate gay men and their struggles so much with sex because not only is our community small, but... I'm sorry, I'm not in the gay. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are. Get out of here.
I think I'm a drag queen low key. So not only is this community small, but then you meet someone you like, and then there's a chance they might be a top two.
Right. Well, and that, honestly, fuck that. Like, fuck that.
Right.
Because, like, even I was talking to our friend, I won't say his name, but, like, I was talking to him yesterday. Like, we watched Drag Race together every week, and he was saying to me, like, you know, I don't generally like to top. I don't generally like to bottom, but like this guy had a small dick, and I was like, whatever. But I'm like, dude, like you're missing out. Like, I was telling him, like, so when you, like, how I got Marcus to be like a bottom.
Are you a power bottom now?
Kind of.
Did I make it?
Yes. Like, kind of. But like, it really takes, like, you have to stimulate the prostate. Like, so how, when I, like,
and women want to know this too for pegging and
yes.
First time.
Two of my best friends, I kid you not, when I taught them how to, like, it's literally, so a guy's laying on his back, and you insert your finger, like, your pointer finger into his anus, and when it's all the way to, like, the knuckle, you just come hither. Like, come hither.
You
like,
pull.
Look at this, guys.
We are in the camera right now. Come hither.
Come hither.
You're a motherfucking ass pussy.
That, at the point, is when you're hitting the prostate, and it's wild.
Hold on. Finger in, knuckle, pull, like this.
Like, come hither. Yeah.
Then you
and that you're hitting the prostate.
So you know what? This is great.
And you'll see it on their
face.
A
lot of guys will say they'll take a finger, but they're scared for like too much finger. So that's all it takes for a woman to like.
Yeah.
Yeah. One finger. So two of my best friends, we have dinner every week together. Like we do like a family. We call it family dinner. And I was just telling them this. Like this is like the magical trick. Like just try it on your husbands. Like honestly, try it. Two of them got pregnant. Like I kid you not. Two of my like god kids.
Literally played with his ass.
Exist because of fingers and ass. Yeah.
Little Kelly.
And they got pregnant a month apart.
Now, did the friends that you have, was it the prostate leading to pegging as well or just fingers?
No, just fingers. And both boys were like, and I teased them about it because like I'm tight with their husbands too. And like, I'm just like, guys, like Let's be real about who got you pregnant. Like.
Now, I want to know, like, so with, okay, I'm sorry. So you bottomed for Shane. And how was your sex going in the beginning before you guys?
I love getting fucked. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm, and he has a great day.
So you're verse.
Yeah. And,
like, and verse means that you will top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. So wait, so you topped him first.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said it so proudly.
Yeah, because you were so nervous. Yeah. And, like, you can't be nervous and bottom. Like, you can't. You have to trust the person. Like, you... you have to trust the process.
So we've talked about one episode 14 with Vinny, and a lot of you guys love Vinny. You talked about poppers, and I just want to talk about poppers again. So it's leather cleaner, or what is poppers?
Like? I don't... Honestly, I'm sure you've never used them.
No, I haven't.
I had sex with one guy, like, in the beginning of my gay days who used poppers and was just, like... fucked up, like, and
a lot
I'm
of
sure
people use and abuse it, but it's meant to, you sniff it, it's this bottle of whatever it is,
some chemical,
and you sniff it. I've done it before, I think on a dance floor at a few gay clubs, and it gives you a head rush, but it's supposed to loosen up your asshole, and I actually couldn't handle it got too wavy. I didn't enjoy that feeling, but so instead of using poppers, you're talking about the finger, things like that,
like, just relax the person.
What, like, kind of lubes, like,
any, like...
water-based, like, silicone,
like silicone,
what?
Yeah. Silicone, like, generally, lips, yeah. Like, a thicker...
I think my gays use that army thing. What is it called?
I don't know. I don't know. Gun oil?
Oh, gun oil!
Yeah. So, well, I also will say, like, the sexiest sex that you can have is, like, if...
spit.
Well, yeah.
I feel like...
You eat the guy
out. By the way, straight
out.
Men that fuck girls in the ass, you know when, like, the pussy's that wet and you're eating her ass and you just use spit, it's great. So I'm sure we all feel the same.
Right.
Like,
but, so, like, you have to be aware of, like, what's there. Like, how much you... like, you can't, like... and the bottom, like, be aware of what the bottom is feeling.
And,
like,
I want to also talk about this because I feel like even straight men that are... and straight women... that want to have anal sex with their partner don't know what the fuck to do. So a lot of spit, like...
it's loosening, like, comfortable. It's about comfort. Like, it's about being comfortable because that's what's going to loosen. And when you say loosen, it's not, like, loose. Like, it's fucking tight.
Relax. Yeah.
It's but what, relaxed,
have
yes,
you ever
exactly.
gotten your dick hurt, either of you, from dating before? Like, someone just, like, too tight?
No.
Ooh, no.
No.
I've heard that.
But I feel like if that's someone's
scary.
Too tight, you're hurting them.
Like, yeah.
You're in the wrong if someone's too tight.
Now,
like, that's...
how long did it take for you to go all the way in?
For you, like, honestly, we probably didn't, like, I probably didn't fuck him proper until probably 4 or 5 months in.
That sounds right, yeah.
Like, now, it took by a proper, minute. You mean like a...
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But it's still enjoyable. Like, you could still feel it and enjoy it. I get it. What's your favorite position?
My favorite is doggy. But, like, it's that took him, like, that's been a recent.
It still takes me a while.
Like, three years in. Like,
damn!
Still, yeah.
I actually prefer, like, when I'm pegging, at least. Like, I love laying someone down on their back and jerking them off and, like, missionary.
What do I like? I like when you're on your back and I'm on top of you.
Oh, he likes riding.
Yeah.
Okay!
Yeah. Well, because then
do you
I
get on
the
your
shot,
feet?
You know what I mean? I have.
That's.
I don't usually.
Wait, what?
I get on your feet?
Oh, yeah, you
get
have.
On your feet.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, so what is a power bottom?
A power bottom? Like, take it any way, anywhere, anytime, any, like.
And I feel like they instigate the movement, too. Like, as opposed to the top, like,
well, like,
fucking,
okay,
it's
so.
Like,
power
hooked,
bottoms fuck
we
you
hooked
back.
Up with
right,
someone
yeah.
on Sunday.
Oh, wait. Let's fuck the bottom and top. What are you guys?
Let's go.
Are you guys monogamous, non-monogamous?
Monogamish.
Now, Dan Savage, shout out to Dan Savage. Let's talk about monogamish.
Yo, wait. Quote Yo. From Dan Savage.
Did you save it?
Yeah. So
Dan well, Savage, is, by the way, is a gay podcaster who has coined the term monogamish, which means what?
So monogamish is like you are together and like you explore together. Like that's my understanding of it.
Yep. And a lot of people, I think they don't even know it. They're like, hey, I don't want an open relationship, but like we can have threesomes together.
Yes,
do this.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
monogamish.
What it is.
Yeah. And you guys are monogamish.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So when did you realize you wanted to do this? How did it get comfortable?
We're in Punta Cana.
Oh, shit. Is it not
No, it's not like that, though. It was like the trashiest, saddest resort in Punta Cana.
Oh, it was terrible.
Did you fuck a Dominican guy?
No. So he just, like, I fucked a Dominican guy. But,
I
like,
did.
So the beginning of our relationship, Marcus, like, we're both from the Midwest.
Okay.
And I've had a lot more, like, I'm 5 years older than Marcus.
Okay.
So I'm 29. He's 24. And I've had a lot more, like, relationship experience and, like, fucked up relationships, frankly, than Marcus has had. And through that, like, I have a my rose-colored glasses are a little bit gone.
Okay.
And what relationships mean. Like, this, Marcus, we will be together. Like, I believe we'll be together for the long haul. But, like, in the beginning, he would tell me, like, this is, like, it's just us. It's just blah, blah, blah. Like, no, there was no openness at all.
Yeah, well, I never went through anything that was fucked up. Like, I still, to this day, have never broken up with anyone.
Wow.
Because it's always I'm moving or someone else is moving. So I've never even had a relationship, like, go sour.
Right.
In any real way.
Now, when you said that you wanted to do, is that because you had a jealousy or you were that in love that you don't want anyone else to have them? How do you then feel like now you can be monogamish? Did you have to get that much
I think
more
it's
in
the
love?
Sheen. No, I think also, you know, when you get together with someone new, like you with this like model girl, like you're like,
oh my God.
You're like, fuck.
No. Oh, I know.
I could fuck this girl all the time, right?
Let me tell you, this girl is like, it got introduced to her through a friend and I am just like, wow. It's so jarring, that sexual tension. Like, I am very, very surprised.
Right.
And yeah.
But then you look 2 years down the line and it's like, you may love that person. And of course, I'm just speaking this situation like,
yeah.
As this feeling you're having right now. But like, imagine this feeling 2 years down the line. And like that perfection, it's not like that goes away necessarily, but like you're also like, I could fuck this person walking down the street, right?
Yes, but I get like, that. Because you love each other that much, and that's how I feel. Like, you love each other that much, mm-hmm. but there are also good-looking people in the world,
yeah.
and it makes your relationship sexy.
Can you talk about
your sexiest threesome you've ever had? Or like a moment where it wasn't maybe on Grindr or planned, and you just met someone and it fucking got hot.
So wait, can I take you down? I'll take you down the line.
Yes.
So we had the conversation in Punta Cana, and so it was just kind of a sexy idea for a while, which like also just ignites your
now,
sexual
sexy,
life.
Now, sexy, like fantasizing about it, talking about it in bed, mm-hmm. and maybe like, okay.
And like that opened the door, right? Mm-hmm. And it took probably another 6 months before we actually hooked up with someone.
Yeah.
Not for lack of trying. We definitely like invited someone to a concert. And like,
oh my
aggressively.
God. Wait, what was the show? Was it a Bob Dylan?
It was Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Well, because I had tickets, so I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like,
and like, open bar. Like,
yeah.
It was like a fun show. Like, fuck it. It was a fun show.
You guys tried to fuck someone in their asshole to Bob Dylan.
Like, we're really, like, wasted. We're like, we're really attracted to you. If you want to come home. And he was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, and as he's taking off in the cab, we're like, I think he likes us. This could be something.
So fast forward, like, we find, like, a few people on Grindr. Like, our first one was, like, this really sweaty, long-haired guy who, like, looked really cute in his picture. But, like, we had sex with him, and it was, like, really exciting. The lead-up was, like, so nerve-wracking, and, like, he came over. We, like, fucked with him.
Did you tell him he was your first?
I don't think we did.
There wasn't much conversation.
Can I just say, Shane had the face like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And I think this is, by the way, concerned. Something that's so interesting. So people listen, they're like, how do I have a threesome? I'm going to just give a full disclosure with gay men. Ladies, you know how we feel like men can fuck us and not care? Can you just imagine a bunch of gays just being like, want to fuck? Yeah. And I'm not emotional about this. I get it.
Yeah.
So he comes over, it happens. And
And he was so sweaty.
Yeah, that's all I remember from that day.
Like, so in threesomes with you guys, what role do you take?
I don't know. Like, well, for that particular situation, I remember it. Like, it's not memorable. Like, that wasn't. A lot of our first ones aren't memorable, but I do remember, like, afterwards just being like, how do you feel? Like, the first one, I was like, how do you feel? Like, I was so nervous, like, how he would feel after it.
That was
and we were both just like, I feel good. Like, do you feel good? I feel good. Like, this
is fun.
And it was, like, the sex that we had, like, afterwards.
That's the best.
That's what made it worth it.
Have you ever said I love you to each other while you're fucking someone else?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so rude.
No.
That's not rude. Like, that's why they're there.
I used to take this basketball player, and we fucked a girl I knew. And while he was fucking her, I was looking in his eyes. He was looking in my eyes. And I was like, that was the first time I said I love you to him. And I don't even know if he remembers that was the first time. But I was so connected to him because I knew that we were enjoying this person, and I didn't feel anything jealous. I loved watching them together. I didn't feel like this person's going to take them from me. It was just a great feeling.
Yeah.
So do you normally host at your place?
Solely.
I think it's, like, just due to laziness over anything, right? Like, they show up, then they go, we're still at home.
Do
like,
you have a couple's profile?
Yeah, we do. But also, it's, we have our own place. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to worry about, like, roommates.
Yeah.
I hear
like,
you.
Like, we live, we have our apartment.
Do you think that, as far as threesome goes, do you find that going online works for you? Do you find that, like, going out is better? Like,
honestly, we've hooked up with mostly people, the successful, like the real, like the repeats.
Yeah.
And we've had repeats have been people that I've dated before.
Oh, yeah. Really? I love a good Shane ex-boyfriend.
And not that. They're not ex-boyfriends. Let me like I've been on like dates with them or like hooked up with them and like just have their numbers. Do
okay,
you know what I mean?
I hate to get too deep, but have you ever had a threesome where you felt weird about it? Being that you were just the one, I only think I don't even
know.
No,
this is a good question.
But
honestly,
you've been around the block a little bit more, and mm-hmm. so you probably feel like it's not a big deal. But you might have you ever like felt weird,
or I think
even in the middle of one.
Once or twice, I think, in for the most part, no, because usually it's people who are bottoms who he can fuck a lot harder than he can fuck me.
That's true.
You know? So, like, he's getting something that I can't give him right now anyways, and I get to watch it, and it's hot, but I don't have to worry
about
it.
But it's hot.
Yeah, but, like, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, my Jesus, like, this needs to stop. So, so for that reason, like, generally I'm cool with it. And also, like, I don't top a lot. So I always get nervous if it's someone I'm really into that I'm just going to, like, come immediately. Because I just don't fuck very many people. Like, I don't top very many people.
So you're like, if I come too fast, Shane's going
to
hate me.
So, well, no. So the thing is, it's only people who I'm, like,
sit there
not
like
really attracted to that I'll fuck. But if it's someone I'm really into, I just won't fuck them.
Why?
Because I know, like, I'll come immediately because I don't top very often.
Has there ever been a guy that you've thought about bringing into your relationship?
No, I can't say his name. Shit.
It's all right. I can believe it. Okay, Jose. Did. So I'll believe it. You're good.
So, no, literally, like, this is a guy, like, we were at a point where, like, Grindr was just kind of, like, blah. Like, the guy, the first few threesomes we had were, like, fun. Like, talking about, like, obviously fun and hot and, like, gave us, like, our fuel for a while. But, like,
yeah, they were good for us. But, like, the sex itself with those people was, like, kind of whatever.
So that's another funny thing, too, because I've had threesomes where I don't know if the sex with that girl was that great with the guy I was with. But we just felt hot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Someone else comes in and it's just sexy. And, like, okay. So do you find that most gay couples, I do, are monogamish? And why? Why does it seem like that?
Well, so we don't have...
Why are gays more open to opening their relationships?
Because you're attracted to the same person, the same body.
Ah.
Right? So,
good
but
point.
Also, like...
Because the woman would have to be bi, too. Okay.
There's no... Yeah. Like, obviously, like, marriage is legal now. But we fought so hard for that. And, like, I was engaged twice. But, like... Looking back on it, it was all, like, it was mostly bullshit. Like, it was, like, the first time was, like, before anything was legal. And it was, like, it felt like a political thing. I was fucking 18. Like, it meant nothing. Like, honestly, I can say, like, now, like, that was nothing. Like, I didn't know what marriage meant. I didn't, like, I just was, like, I can't do this. So, like, we're gonna say we're engaged.
Yeah.
You know? And then the second time was, like, kind of the same thing. Like, it was in Iowa, and it had just been legalized, and I was dating this guy, and I was, like, this will be great. And... Like it
Iowa.
Wasn't.
How hard is it to be gay in the Midwest?
Honestly, for me, it was like pretty okay.
But like you're gay and Asian.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Yo, so his
what
family.
Kind of Asian?
Like, talk about your family.
Wait. What kind of Asian?
Taiwanese.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So like his parents are both like 100%. So he's like first generation.
Yeah.
So I asked you guys in the lobby if you ever had any awkward moments like being gay together mm-hmm. somewhere out there. And you both said, not really. But then you mentioned a wedding.
Yeah.
Like, in Asian culture, what's it like being gay?
So this wedding, it was my older brother's wedding. He's older than me, younger than Shane. It's like high school sweetheart. He went to the school he was supposed to. He got the degree he was supposed to. He got the job he was supposed to. And he got married early, like kind of like a Midwesterner should and like an Asian should. So we go to the wedding. Mind you, I have not uninvited my ex-boyfriend at this point. I'm just trusting that he doesn't show up.
But your ex-boyfriend from a while ago.
Right.
Wait.
So I invited him to the wedding.
Why?
He moved away, so we broke up. And then like 2 months later was the wedding. I never uninvited him, but I was like, he's probably not going to show up, right? I invited Shane, who we had dated like 2 months at that point.
I bought my plane ticket while I was in Vegas at my best friend's bachelorette party.
You're like, I'm drunk. I love you. I'm going to come to your brother's wedding.
100%. Yeah.
So you pretty much brought Shane around your family for the first time at your brother's wedding, but they know you're gay.
Yes. Slept in his childhood bedroom.
Gay, yeah. Oh, filled with Christian music posters all over the walls. It was just like, it was a whole thing.
We fucked in that bed.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry, Mom.
But so like my parents were cool with it. I think to be totally candid, like, because my older brother turned out exactly the way he was supposed to, I could kind of do whatever I wanted. Like, I get to work in music, I get to be gay, and it's okay.
Yeah. You don't have to be, like...
Just because, yeah, like, he checks all the boxes, and he'll, like, take care of the retirement while I'm fucking around trying to, like, work in music.
And fucking ass.
And fucking ass.
Get my ass
So I knew they were cool, but, like, the aunts and the uncles, especially my grandparents, like, I thought that shit was gonna be... Like, I thought it wasn't going to be okay because I knew that on paper it wasn't okay. But I think when, like, because I didn't just come out, but I, like, came out with a boyfriend who was there in the room, that made it a lot easier.
And I'm so charming.
Yeah, and he charmed them. There's so many pictures of him, like, dancing with my dad, just, like, aggressive dad dancing.
We were dad war dancing at that fucking, and, like, for me, like, to give my perspective of this, like, we're dating for 2 months, and I'm flying to Michigan to, like, sleep in his childhood bedroom to be at the fucking wedding table. You know what I mean? Like, I was sitting at the the head table.
Right, and, like, I was the best man, so he's, like, the third person away from the couple.
Had you been with an Asian guy before?
Not, like, dating, no. Like, okay. I'd slept with a couple Asian guys before, but, like, no.
Because, like, I'm assuming, like, the culture's gotta be different, because I know in the black gay community, it's really hard because we've got a hyper-masculinity issue. First of all, everybody does, you know, but I know with black gays especially, they suffered that a lot, and, you know, we're taught to be such masculine women and men being super strong, and then gays looked at this thing that's like not. And then with Asians, it's like, holy
I think
shit,
with Asian gays, it's like they're generally very rich because, like, their parents.
Yeah, what happened?
I know. It's so sad for me, but generally they're, like, very rich.
And you like these fucking rappers.
They're twinks, they're, like, super girly. Like, you know, like, they're the hyper feminine, hyper stylized kind of guy. Like, that's kind of what is expected. Which
I get
I'm
that.
We're the stereotype.
Really?
The stereotype.
Yeah.
Honestly, when I was in Thailand, I saw so many. I mean, everybody knows a ladyboy thing, but I wondered if it's because the Asian body is leaner and your hair gets straighter. Are you guys just better at being fucking late? I mean, goddamn, they were looking good. And I was like, I wonder if it's just because they have a smaller frame, Asians
it's
generally.
Probably, right?
And well, I think, and that's
like the body type is naturally, like, twinkish.
No, it for sure is. And, like, the guy, I was alluding to hooking up with someone on Sunday who is, like, in our friend group, honestly. And, like, it just, like, was this thing that happened where there was, like, I had a mutual attraction with him, and then Marcus suddenly was like, oh, yeah, he's, like, super hot. And I was like, okay!
Now, so you guys fuck friends. You fuck your friends.
This was the first time ever. Like, the first time ever. And it's also, like...
Is it awkward now?
No,
I don't think it will be.
No, I don't think it will be. Like, he's honest. Like, we... chill, like, I cooked brunch, like, we hung out, like, we were watching TV.
What advice
TV
would
then...
you give, though, for people that are thinking about fucking friends? Because a lot of guys will always say, oh, get your friend. Like, what would you say to people that are thinking about fucking friends?
I think it's super unique. Like, I think it's super, it has to be unique to the situation.
Do you think that there's ever, like, a line that you can't cross as far as that goes? Do you guys have any rules for your monogamous relationship as far as, like, when you meet someone, the numbers exchange, do you group chat? Like, how does this work?
I used to be more strict on, like, group chatting. Because I remember a couple of nights when I'm, like, running around for work stuff, like, bouncing around at studios and stuff, and I knew that a guy was texting Shane about, like, how horny he was or whatever. And I knew the intention on any side
Spoiler,
was not...
Spoiler, it was...
Wait, who was
Wait,
it?
Can I not say that name? Wait, you're going to bleep it?
Jose again?
It was, yeah.
So it was Jose. So it was also
his biggest crush in the world.
Yeah, I'm madly in love with him. But...
He was not my ex. We went on 2 dates. Ever.
It counts.
So, yeah, at that point, it made me uncomfortable because I didn't, like... Like, that just felt kind of weird to me. I think at this point, I don't care as much. I think, like, the guy from last week, I think you guys text.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's raunchy at all, but, like, I don't care anymore on that stuff. But I think our only rule is really that we're both in the room. I mean,
the room where it happens.
I like that. You're both in the room.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah, so it's a thing that we share. Like, even if one of us is more attracted to the guy than the other, it's always a thing that we share because I think that way it builds us, whereas... If one of us isn't in the room, then it starts to feel like he's trying to get what he can't get from me elsewhere, and, like, he doesn't want me. He would rather have that person.
That's great. That's a great... I like that a lot.
Well, and I think I will say, like, our entire relationship has been an evolution, right?
Yeah.
And, like, that's our rule today. And, right. Like, who knows what's going to happen that's in the fair. Future? I'm not saying, like, I want to go and fuck someone else without Marcus there, because, like, right now it's, like, so hot and, like, so cool. Like,
I'm sorry, that was just, like, the gayest shit you said all day. Right now it's, like,
but you know what
so
I mean? Like,
hot when
it
I fuck
is.
Marcus.
Like, well, like, this on Sunday, like, honestly, like, on Sunday, like, I
fucked
this
guy. Oh,
you guys
had a threesome on...
Yeah, okay. And I fucked this guy, and, like, Mark, like, I could see in his face, like, he was Like,
he, oh, I lost
he
it.
Could have
I
sat on mind. A chair, not touched himself, and, like, came. Like,
yeah.
Why was it so hot for you?
Because...
You guys are being really
Sorry,
cute right
no,
now.
He
Stop.
Had, like, a fucking eye booger.
Because Shane was fucking Gross. Him so hard. And, like I said, like, I knew that was not going to happen with me. Because, like, I couldn't take it. So it was, like, it was just so hot to see it happening.
Do you think that, I really would like to know, too, there are a lot of things that men want to do to women that they sometimes don't like, whether it be, like, BDSM. And I keep saying men and women because I want to relate the things from your gay relationship uh-huh. that people can maybe take in their straight relationship, right? And, like, see if it can work for them. But do you think that maybe women that don't like anal or really are not that good at blowjobs can... have their man do it with someone else and watch. Like,
totally.
Does it ever make you feel jealous that you can't take it?
I think it has to be a built relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you can't do it 2 months in. Like, this was not a conversation. Like, Marcus.
3 years. Okay.
We could not have had that conversation before we had that conversation.
Well, how many months were you together at that point?
That
was
like
a year. So you built the foundation being together a year and you're like, hey, I'm comfortable. I love you. And now it's going to happen. I do want to ask another question. I want to ask, is there anything that you're kind of tired of hearing about gays or just a question you're tired of hearing, like, that people will ask?
I think especially straight girls who asks, who will ask, like, who's the top and who's the bottom way too early. Like, you just met them and they immediately ask that.
Like,
so
the night
I
you met them.
I appreciate that because when I was talking to one of my gays, they told me not to ask you guys that. And I was like, dude, this is
and
a
in,
sex show.
Well, yeah, in
right,
this context,
because
it's
a
fine.
Sex show, 100%.
Now, right, and why is that disrespectful? I want to talk about that because saying, like, who's the man and who's the woman, things like that.
Because it's putting us in a box, right? It's making you comfortable to know which one of us, you know, what, who
yeah.
you're talking to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And a lot of people want to know, like, who's pitching? Like,
yeah.
So I'm curious.
Like, who's the man? Like, how am I going to talk to the man? Like, that's what it
yes.
feels like. That's
yep.
what it feels like.
Have you ever had been together and someone asked you that, like, a drunk person at a bar and blah, 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 and, like, it pissed you off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Really?
Who was that?
There was I'm one sure it was an Astoria person.
I was super pissed off about. But, yeah, it's, like, it's a lot of the girls that,
wait,
like.
Wait, I will say her fucking name. I don't give a shit. Jackie.
Yeah, it's the girls who, like, think they're really cool with the gays. And they think because they have four gay friends that, like, every gay person
Come
is their
on,
friend.
Because we all know there's someone that's like, oh, my God, I totally have a black friend. This is exactly
yes.
what
it's
bitch
that thing.
It's
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
thing.
And so she's like, my friend so Joe would love you guys.
Oh, my God. Let's
yeah,
talk
it's
about
that thing.
How tired of women are you that are, like, coming up to you and like, do you like me?
Well, and I'll be fucking straight with you. Like,
oh, will
most
you?
Of my best friends
be straight
are
with
women.
Me now.
Like, most of my best friends are women.
Okay.
Like, and I have, like, one of my really close gay friends, he has maybe two women friends, and he's friends with gay guys solely. And, like, that's the entirely opposite experience that I've had. Mm-hmm. Like, generally, I am...
Do you think your girlfriends are the kind that are, like, constantly yas-girling you? And why mm-hmm. is that annoying? Like...
No, I met most of my girlfriends here in New York. I met them in grad school.
Okay.
So I met them in a context of, like... therapy school, you know, like
Understood.
We're learning to be therapists. And
because I do find that, like my friend Vinny, he told me he's kind of sometimes tired of women that are like, so he works on a cruise and like he said something along the lines of like, some women are always just coming up to me like, oh my God, queen, honey. And it's like, I don't fucking talk like that just because
right.
I suck dick. Why is that like, do you ever find that women want to be around you because you're gay? Like,
I think like, especially when we're in like clubs that aren't gay clubs, like if we're going out with friends in like
yeah.
a straight bar club situation and like we're the gay couple, like that happens. I don't think it happens with our friends. Like your best friend who doesn't think she's your best friend when she's on Molly. Yeah.
Oh my God. She's every like, time she does Molly, she does the same thing. She comes up to me and she's like, you're my best friend. I know I'm not your best friend.
Oh my God.
But you're my best friend.
Is she your it's, best friend?
Yeah.
Of course she is. Like, yeah, she's on one of my best friends now. But,
So your friends don't do that, but other
no,
people outside
yeah,
you. And what's something
like,
that they do that makes you uncomfortable?
It's literally what you've just said, like coming up and just being like, yes, girl. Like, oh my God. Like, so now we talked earlier in the lobby, like we just started watching RuPaul's Drag Race this season and had to binge the first two episodes
yeah.
to get to the third
I think
episode.
Drag Race is really making people think that they should be cooler with gays than they are. Like, honey, no. Like, are you really
but
fighting
like,
for us out
they,
there?
They should be cooler with gays than they are, generally speaking.
They should.
But not
but
that cool.
I,
not like coming I, up to us and being like, yes, girl.
And when they do, what do you do? What's your reaction?
Like, no. Like, I just, honestly, I generally don't react. Like, I'll turn away.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't have patience for it. I'm not going to be rude. Like, I'm not going to be an asshole. I mean, maybe that is being an asshole.
I'm not going to be rude. Tired of that has been taken from gay culture and how straight people do.
Maybe something I'm tired of just in general in gay culture is like the yes.
Me too.
You know what's real?
But
though?
I still do it.
I still do it like in text. I don't do it in real life, but I do it in text. Yeah. I do.
I just fucking hate when people say it too much to me, and I'm like, all right.
I don't know. One thing that annoys me about gay culture, though, is I think gay culture is the intermediate step between like black culture and mainstream culture.
Mm.
But then gay people will start to think that they invented some shit.
Like what?
Like a lot of the slang, I think a lot of stuff I hear starts in like rap music, in hip hop culture, and then it translates over to
what's
the
one
gay
that you're talking so, wait, about? Because that's about very interesting because a lot of black women are kind of tired of they'll say white gay men for taking their shit. What's something that you're
fuck.
Like think of something right now. Like
yeah, give me a second.
Because you're saying what in music. Saying? Go ahead.
Well no, I have like an opposite reaction, but like to white culture. Like how Drag Race started what in 2007, 2008?
Uh-huh.
Someone's gonna correct us. Someone'll correct us in the year. Yeah. But then lipstick or no lip microphone whatever god damn it what's
a gay show
lip sync karaoke
lip sync karaoke
or whatever that show's called
I don't know what
it's the celebrities
what I'm talking about
they
the celebrities that's our shit
yeah
so listen Drag Race started first right
yes
and then that happened and it's the white version
it is
of Drag Race.
Now, lip sync, I just want to say, so if you guys have never...
Chrissy Teigen, that's who I was thinking of.
If you guys have never been to a gay club, it is in our fucking culture, bitch, where the queen's coming out and she's lip syncing to I Will Survive, Chaka Khan, all the greats. I mean, I don't really hear a lot of Beyonce too much anymore, but yeah, like Britney, everybody fucking loves it. And they lip sync.
I care about Beyonce.
You're goddamn right you do. You're getting kicked out of the studio. No, and we throw dollars at them and we love them and they're just fucking elaborate and it's great. And I do think that it has kind of mainstreamed and is awkward. But yeah, so a lot of things that they're taking from black women. So like, let's say cis. Like I'm now hearing a lot of white gays say cis and things like that. Is black culture and gay culture, are they the same? Can we take it like, are black gays, do they have their own thing? Like, or is it just a gay thing? What is it?
I think the black gay thing is different and I don't have a right to speak on that. I think like the white gay thing.
That.
I think the white gay thing, like it's not out of a bad place or a malicious place, but I think like both communities are marginalized, but I think for a lot of people, like gay is something that is not necessarily apparent right away. Mm-hmm. I think gay can be safer, especially if you're a gay man who's white. And I think to try to equate that with like the black experience is unfair. So I think to try to like migrate the slang that way is unfair. And then also hearing a lot of like gay people when straight people start doing shit and they're like, wait, that's our shit. And it's like, no, that's not really your shit. Like all of our culture or a lot of our culture is coming from black culture to begin with. And we need to like go all the way back to the source because to me, that's more important.
And I just want to say, I know you bitches are now loving Marcus for that because I am too. You're goddamn right. No, but seriously, though, it does sometimes feel weird when I'm in Hell's Kitchen. I used to live in Hell's Kitchen, 54th and Ace, and I would always go to, what is it? The No Chaser. Not Chaser. Bottoms Up. What's it called? Vodka Soda Bottoms Up.
Yep. I made out with a Russian there. It was weird.
Was that the guy who had braces?
I didn't like, ever make out with anyone with braces.
I love that you got so judgy.
Hold on.
I went in there though.
No,
and
like braces are fine. Like I had braces, but like shit, I didn't make it. I was 16.
I'm too old for this. Yeah, so
my God.
I go in and all these white gays are just like, "Oh, honey, bitch, you better slay, girl." Blah 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 blah. And they're like playing Beyonce, and it got weird because they were like, I don't know. When I started being called cis, it feels very black girl to me, and it felt weird. Coming from the white.
You're saying
gaze.
Like cis, like SIS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing like CIS. Like
CIS.
Cisgender.
Oh. Cisgender is.
Cisgender is like.
No.
I'm cisgender.
What is the acronym?
It's not an acronym. It's
is
cisgender.
It
it's not an acronym. It's. So I'm a white gay male, but like I appear cisgender.
I want to Google it. It is. So we use cisgender when we are talking about trans people that are transitioned into gay. I'm sorry.
Like you say, like a cis white male.
A cis white male is a naturally born male.
Right.
Yes.
Who identifies
I don't
as
think
a male,
it's an
right?
acronym.
What did I say, white male? You know what? By the way, we are drinking vodka bottoms up.
My bad.
A cis male is someone that's born a male and they're not a trans male. It's someone who has transitioned into being a man or a cis person or whatever.
Right.
So cisgendered is the actual gender you were born with or assigned at birth, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I have felt uncomfortable about things like that. And it's weird because I have white gaze, but sometimes when I feel like it's too much or like black people aren't around, I feel like it gets uncomfortable. And of course, we all love Beyonce, but I do have these weird moments with like the cis and shit like that. And I don't know what it is. Sometimes cis feels like this black word, and it's like my sister. And I.
No, I get that. I don't think. Like, that's not something I would feel comfortable saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably say girl.
Yeah.
Like, I would.
Girl.
Like, I get real gay if you haven't been able to tell.
Do you notice that, like, you're starting to call straight men girl, like, on accident?
Ooh, I don't. Do you?
I feel like I would call Jesse or Brad.
Sometimes it slips. I'd be like, okay,
he
is, girl.
So, Marcus is friends with a lot of straight dudes. Like,
that because of your work in the industry?
No, that's how I've always been, to be honest. I didn't have... like a real group of gay friends until I met Shane's group of gay friends.
You met your motherfucking gay ass.
Yeah. Then it all came crashing in.
I don't have straight friends.
Out of the two of you,
really.
Who's the gayest?
Me, for sure.
Why is that?
I mean, I work with gay people. Like, I've dedicated my life to.
Like, what makes you like the most? What is the gayest thing he does at home?
At home?
Like, do you do facials and shit?
Probably.
Like, is there anything that's just like, oh my God, this is just so ridiculously gay?
And not really. I'm honestly thankful for a lot of it because it's like. It's the stereotypical stuff of, like, he's a little tidier, dresses better, can tell me when I'm about to, like, really fuck up when I'm trying to leave the house, like, wearing something that's super messy.
I love it. And by the way, I am saying this to have fun with this. I know a lot of times it's kind of, actually, it is pretty rude to say it to someone they're being so gay, but I just, like, really want to have fun with this word, especially with the gays, because... Yeah. Oh, I love when my gays talk
well,
about
even, I will be honest, like, I am not stylish. Like, I'm not stylish, but, like, Marcus is... He needs
train
help.
Wreck.
Like,
what
he
is
needs
something
help.
That
train
you
wreck.
Should be better at because you're gay? Both of you. What's yours first?
What I should be better at?
Like, as a gay man, you definitely should have this down packed. What is it?
Fuck, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty awesome.
God damn.
What about you?
Definitely dressing. Like, the way I dress is so unacceptable. 9 times out of 10, especially because, like, either it's the gay thing or it's like you're in hip hop and everybody else is like wearing like their designer shit and
you're not.
No, and like I just don't think I don't think that way, and I want to, but that's just not.
What
me
about
at all.
Stereotypes? What do you think the biggest gay stereotypes?
Well, I think one of them is like the dressing.
Besides the dressing, though.
I don't know,
you're all
like,
too girly. Do you think that that's a thing that people feel like you, that all gays are feminine and not masculine enough?
I think it's like the feminine thing, but like specifically liking drama.
That's real.
The gays love the tea, but
so no, honestly, like there will be times like we've said we're monogamous, right? And there's a few friends that I like can't talk about that with because, well, I'm thinking of one in particular, like. Who has a hard time, like, having a relationship in general. And, like, to have a relationship where we open that to someone, like, it's almost, like, too much
okay.
for that person, right?
Got it.
And then the judgment comes on. So it's, like, there's, like, it's hard. It's hard to be around that, like, for myself. Because I know, like, what my relationship is and, like,
do you think,
fuck off, you know?
As far as, like, the drama goes with gays... How has tea and gossip and all of that become a thing? Does it come from us just wanting to spill everything to our gays because they're good advice, or what is it?
I think it's the same as, like, anything has ever been. Like, it just has now a phrase towards it.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's new.
And tea is spill the tea. It's like spill the gossip for those of you who don't know. I feel like y'all should be known on this black podcast.
Frankly, I love that. Like, I love talking about, like, shit that's going on, and like I'm a therapist, right? Like that's my bread and butter, but like it shouldn't be something that's negative,
right?
Like it should be something that
tea
you're just...
can also just be like good fucking tea,
like let's catch like, up,
right.
Yeah,
yes, I love that. And tea can be positive. That's a good fucking thing to hear. I
it doesn't have to be Real Housewives. It can be like
yes,
like just,
other shit.
Yeah.
I want to ask one thing before we stop, before we go. I want you to tell me something that you really like about the other person, or like say to the other person. I want to know. And I want you to go first. What is something that's just so great about your relationship that you feel like would be helpful to other people, or something so great about Shane?
I think one of the main reasons that we're still together and that we'll continue to be together is that like I'm kind of a train wreck and he's kind of a control freak. So he calls the shots on, like, what is on the grocery list, what we're eating for dinner, like generally like weekend plans.
And you enjoy it.
That shit that I just don't want to think about it. I don't want to be concerned with it. If there's a chore in front of me or if he's like, can you do X, Y, Z, I do it and I'm happy about it. But I think like me before him was just like kind of a disaster. And I think he needs it
too. His apartment didn't have a doorknob.
It's true.
Bitch,
we had to deadbolt the door shut or else it would swing open.
His dad came to our first apartment together and like tested the floors and was like solid.
He stomped on it and was like, this will do.
Oh, come on. You go ahead.
100%.
You know what? You maybe didn't need a wife.
Yeah, exactly. But like Shane needs that too, because I think if there's someone else who knows exactly what they want their apartment to look like,
oh, yeah, it would be like
exactly what they want to do on the weekend, like that shit would not work.
And it works for you. Yeah, because a lot of people would hate to be with a control freak. I would too.
Yeah.
He's here because I told him to be here.
Yeah.
We have brunch tomorrow. We're going to a drag brunch because I bought tickets to it.
One
of our best friends is coming to town from Philadelphia. And I made a brunch reservation with 15 of our friends on Sunday. We'll do karaoke.
So you
after.
Are calling the shots. Now, I do find this interesting.
Like,
so
Google Calendar. Here
your
you go.
Sex life, though, you have just said like you're more primarily the top or were.
Mm-hmm.
Did that? That sounds like it translated into your personal life.
I think it's all related.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what about you? What do you think that you enjoy about?
Honestly, so I said before, like I've had a few long-term relationships that were train wrecks, like just fucking blew up, and a lot of that was like the people were not anyone I was compatible with, but like also with us, like we can have conversations and like evolve our relationship, you know, like. I never had a threesome before I was with Marcus.
Really?
No.
I did not think that. This whole time you've been talking, I just felt like you had already experienced
Wait,
this.
Wait,
did
you
though? Oh, bitch.
Oh, sorry, in sorry, London, sorry. Right? Not in a relationship. Sorry. Let me reiterate. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
I have been the third. Okay. I've been the third, but like never have I
oh,
been.
Oh, no, I hear you. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's you've been the guest star.
It's a distinction in my head, but I understand why does not have that distinction.
Right. I hear you. Like, being a guest star can feel like a different thing. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's why I always, like, I'm not, having been the guest star, like, I'm never worried about how the guest star in our relationship is feeling, because they're probably just like, shit, this
they
is awesome.
They get all the attention, yeah.
Like, they're the exciting piece.
Do you think there's anything that the straights should know, or a piece of gay culture or gay advice or something that gay men do or gay people do that they should take with them? Or that would
I think
help
just
them?
Like fuck your preconceived notions of like what being straight is. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like everyone puts on a show for each other. And if you're a dude that likes musical theater, but like you also like women, like just fucking like musical theater.
Right.
And you're going to find a woman that appreciates that.
That's a great point.
Right? Like, and I say that as like a very stereotypical like piece, but like anything regarding that, like just be yourself no matter what your sexual preference is.
And I do want to ask one other question is we talk about pegging a lot, and that is such a block mentally for men because or even touching their ass. Is pegging gay?
No,
I don't think so.
And why
is it gay? I think every fucking straight guy should let their woman put one singular finger
you
in
are
their
up
asshole.
About this knuckle prostate.
Oh my god! Like, just let them put their finger.
Now you said,
in
by the way,
asshole.
That they got pregnant, and I want to just say that he was making that comment because the orgasm and the sperm count probably shot out of there because they say it's the strongest orgasm. Okay,
and just like fuck, like. Even if you're not trying to get pregnant, like, especially if you're not trying to get pregnant, like, just fucking finger this dude. Like, he's going to love it.
Wait.
I feel like it's becoming more okay.
It is becoming more okay.
Like, thank you, Broad City. Thank you, Abby.
Broad City fucking got me ready. I do have one more question before we go. Now I have another one. Sorry, just one more.
No, let's just keep going.
But how long have you been on this thing?
Close to an hour.
All right.
We're fine.
Best blowjob tip. No, look, we are fucking broke.
Let's go.
Best blowjob tip.
Roll your tongue around the head.
Yeah,
swirl
like the bottom of your tongue over the top of the head.
Okay, do you both have love the same blowjob tip? What the fuck?
I did that to you.
I feel like I do that to him. I don't know.
You are so trying to take credit. Who gives better blowjobs?
I don't know. How do we
you
know?
Know
I don't know. I just wanted to
That's
you to
unknowable.
I wanted to get you guys to fight real quick. Okay, wait. So best blowjob tip is swirling your tongue around the head.
Yeah.
Is it slowly? Is it?
But it's also using your hand. Like, use your hand as much as you use your mouth. Like, it's not just about your mouth.
Okay.
Right?
And
like,
I've
so,
said that, too. A lot of people don't like hands. Mm-hmm. It's funny. We did a top 10 blowjob tips, and they were like, oh, no, too much hands is too much. I love the hands.
No, the hands should always be there. Like, the hand should be there. Yeah.
Like, the guard.
Yeah. And then, like, you go up with it. Like, if you're watching, if you're a Patreon, you can see, like, you go up with it, like, as your head.
And your hand is twisting while you're...
Right. Absolutely. Okay. It should twist.
Now, is there, like, a move that you guys have during sex that you know is going to make the other one come?
Anything for him? Like, I don't
know. It's pretty easy.
Do you...
No, honestly, if I... Even if, like, if I wasn't up for fucking him, like, I could finger him and...
Yeah,
he'd like.
What's the weirdest thing you feel like each other has tried during sex or one requested?
He likes being choked.
That's not weird.
I know. I mean, it's not weird, but
like. But like choked out a lot.
To the point where it like depends. You're coughing after.
Yeah, it like depends on the day.
Are you coughing out?
Yeah.
It's so funny. The girl that I was
like,
fucking,
I get nervous.
She kept telling me to choke her, and I was like, I'm dying.
I know.
I'm scared. I'm just.
It's like, we don't have a safe word yet.
And then she kept saying, fuck you. And I was like, what? And it was so fucking hot, but I was also fucking scared because I was like, good. And then after she came, she's like, fuck you, I hate you. I'm like, oh my God, this is
can I come over tomorrow?
It was so confusing, but like, I was so into it. So I kept getting scared, like, to like, put the finger in. Okay, got it. I really appreciate you guys coming because, like, this was so important to me. I just felt like, especially as a hag, I should have, like, seriously, I've had some fucking gays on here. This was ridiculous. I mean, I just don't know how. I was born in San Fran.
Well, and if your listeners love us, we'll come back.
Shane is co-hosting the show from here on out, FYI.
I mean, she's gone. You know, it's me now.
Like, a mixed gay couple that I know you guys won't think mixed. They're like, no, they're both white. No, one is Asian. That counts as mixed.
No, he's very Asian.
That lives in Harlem. Like, this is just, like, all I could have wanted. Thank you so much for coming. And, like,
Thank you. Sorry, you
can't look them up. But if you are a gay male who's interested in fucking the two of them.
Oh, good idea.
Just look on Grindr. Like, we'll be there. Just,
well, send me your info, and I'll let you know if
ooh,
they're.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I will let you know if they're interested. We're going to keep it a little private. They have very nice jobs. And yeah, if you guys are Patreons and you're watching this video, I hope you enjoyed the blowjob clip. If you're not, thank you for being a listener.
And
anyway.
We're both so red.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Like, I really didn't think you guys would be in here talking about fucking each other's ass, but you did.
Of course. I mean, did you really not think that?
I mean, I don't know. I just, it's such an intrusive question.
Wait. No, you asked about a power bottom before. We have to talk about the power bottom. So, like, Sunday, we fucked this guy who is a power bottom.
How? Why?
Well, that's, Marcus said, like, he thought it was so hot that I was fucking him so hard. That's what a power bottom, like, he had internal orgasms. He never came. Like, he never came from his dick. Like, his dick was soft.
Hold on.
But
his dick was soft most of that.
But
thing.
He came at least twice. Internally.
So men can come without.
You have.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes I'll have to
and
tell
it's
him
prostate orgasm.
Like
they call
to...
it prostate yeah. orgasms.
No, it's a real thing.
It's.
I'm looking
like,
very shocked right now because I've had a guy tell me that and I thought he was lying.
No, as a top, like it's the most satisfying thing that I've ever done.
How do you know they're not lying?
I mean, you hear that they're not lying.
Yeah.
Oh like,
wait.
It's,
if
yeah.
it's
guys
Marcus,
don't know how to fake
like,
orgasms. Yeah. Like guys don't know how to fake orgasms like women do. Like I assume women do.
True.
Like I've heard that.
Oh
women
honey,
do,
I'll
right?
be faking it. I'll be like, right. I am so tired of the jackhammer shit. Oh, I'm done. Get off me.
But I just had to add that. I had to add that. Like,
oh, my God. That was
it's
great.
It's an important piece. Internal orgasms can happen, straight guys. Like, they can.
They can happen.
And with they are way more powerful. Like, I've also
with
had
a
one.
Soft dick and prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how come if you're fucking, I'm sorry, one more, like, 30 seconds, more seconds. How come if you're fucking, your dick is not hard if you're into it? Why?
It's like it's a different sensation. Like it's such an internal, like it's literally like I'm touching my stomach right now. Like it's like in the bottom of your stomach. Like that's where your prostate's in the back.
I feel like I'm ready to get fucked in the ass.
You don't have a prostate, girl. Like you don't
God
have a prostate.
Damn it!
if you have an orgasm from getting fucked in the ass, it's from the vaginal lining. Like that's where your sensation comes from.
It's funny because sometimes I feel like I remember a guy touching my pussy and my ass at the same time. He said he loved feeling his fingers touch. And I was like, what?
Well, because the linings are together.
Come on, Gold Star gay. Yeah. He had a little he lied to us. Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for listening. If you want to talk to us about this episode and give us your feedback, I am running the Twitter now, Horrible Pod. You can write me on Instagram, WeezyWTF, or Mandy, Full Court Pumps. And thank you so much. We are going to have a bonus episode on Patreon if you guys want to hear it. You can catch up on all the old ones. They've been pretty funny. It's only $5 a month. And if you want to get some merch that we're coming out with, it's $15 a month. What were you going to say? Because you were leaning into that fucking mic like a dick.
I was going to say, like, tell her you want to fuck us. I don't know.
He's really... God. You are the fucking horny one. How often do you guys have sex a week? I just got to know before we go.
How often? 5 times, I'd say.
Yeah.
Bitch,
I
kind of want to be a gay man because, damn. All right. Yeah. That testosterone got me a little horny. Bye. Love you guys. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.